wherever you go, however you go. For energy on the go, it's got to be 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, it works long, it tastes good, and with zero sugar and 4 calories, there's nothing holding you back. Fits your pocket, fits your backpack, fits your on-the-go life, whether you're going to work, going on vacation, or just going out with friends. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Cheer Bomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders. And now, here are your hosts, Marcus and Marisol.
Hello, Marcus.
Hello, Marisol. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
We're back.
We're recording at night, which is...
I know, this is weird. Well, not weird, but...
I mean, we've recorded at night a lot first season, and we were hustling first season. But season two, we seem to have a rhythm, you know, Monday afternoons. But this actually worked out perfectly for me. So, because my babies are turning 17 tomorrow. There's two cakes in here. I have twins, for the audience who might not know. I have two cakes back here.
They each get a cake?
Yeah. Unless you wanted to start World War III. they have a... Well, they do share a pinata. I don't buy each a pinata.
Oh, you buy them a pinata?
It's right there. See?
But what?
Pinata in the car. And I do... So it worked out perfectly because I was able... Until this evening, I was like, oh, I do this every year. I go get the balloons, the tank... You know, the pinata.
Hold on, the balloon, like the helium tank?
Yeah.
Hold on, you like rent one?
No, which would be more eco-friendly, but I go to the dollar store and buy a tank.
Hold on, you buy a helium tank?
They're like $20, I think. It's.
Hold on, what?
When I wake up in the morning, you're like...
Feeling like P. Diddy?
No, like 5 in the morning. Why? Because I get a helium tank.
No, because that's a song. That's a song.
No, I get up early, I fill, you know, I do the balloons. So they wake up. I've always done kind of like the morning thing.
Okay. I'm like wake up and like
there's balloons,
everything's decorated.
Yeah.
I love that.
I tend to go in the morning and get Chick-fil-A. That's been our, you know, treat for...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, my birthday is August 29th.
And tonight it worked out perfectly because I got to go run these errands and then come here and record with you. So
that's perfect.
And then I can talk about their birthday, but it'll be posted after their birthday. So
yeah.
Here you go.
Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday. Well, they don't listen to them. Their thoughts on their mother's podcasting career is like... At first, I think they were like, oh, she's crazy. This was years ago. You know, they were in middle school. Like, no one's mother podcasted. Now they're, I think, at least one of them is like definitely proud. She's a huge consumer of podcasts. So she, you know, she's very, but yeah, no, they don't listen to our cheerleading podcast.
No, I don't expect it.
We have one. My
that's
youngest.
All, you know, that's all we got. That's all we need.
But they hear about it. So I'll tell them stuff like, you know, they always get very excited for us when we're in the magazine. Did we talk about that? Has that happened?
No.
We're in a magazine.
We're in a magazine. We've been talking about it all week, though. Like on all social media.
Your social media was so sweet. Like I jumped on and I saw how many people commented and were so happy for you.
No, it was so exciting.
Tell me what. So we're in
Cheerbiz.
Cheerbiz
News.
Our interviews in there. Our pictures are in there.
Yeah.
That was very exciting.
So I was in my office at the. I was about to say the store. That's a whole nother job. I was in my office at the gym, and I just like glanced over to Mike's desk, and I was like, I wonder maybe because I saw like Inside Cheerleader on top, and then I saw Cheerbiz News on like under, and I was like, well, let me just check it out. I like flipped through and I was like, that is a big headshot.
They are. I haven't seen it physically yet.
I wasn't expecting the the headshot to be that big, but it's like crazy exciting.
Yeah.
I started like in the office, we have a window like overlooking the gym. I started like banging on the window like, Steven,
look. Hold on.
Bless you.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Thank you for blessing me. So you're banging on Steven.
No, I was banging on the window and just like, Steven, look, I'm in a magazine. And everyone like looks up like, what does he want? Everyone was so excited.
Oh, good.
Oh my God, Miss Judy was so excited.
Oh, she's so sweet. She was so sweet. She was so, so sweet. Yeah.
So excited. Everyone was so excited for us.
Yeah, my kids, they were like, whoa. And my friends, you know, on Facebook, it's, you know, when you do something like this, I have never done a YouTube channel, nor do I foresee any time in my lifetime that I will, but I equate it like podcasting and YouTube and people that put themselves out there in things like this.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, it's out of your comfort zone, I think, right?
The world is seeing, yeah. Like, this is for the world, and like the world hears my voice, and like that's cool, but like.
But it can, you know, so. But then to get it validated in a magazine like that was in an interview, and our numbers and everything, it's just been beautiful. It's been a wonderful. I was overcome with gratitude, at how it all happened. It wasn't, you know, it was not planned this way,
no.
And it's been.
This is actually my first time seeing you since it is.
I know. I haven't seen you. No, we've texted. We text every day. Yeah. I feel like we text every day.
No, yeah, every day.
But I haven't gotten a copy. They said they'd send us some, but I have to call them back with the address because we've been playing voicemail tag. Okay.
I stole the one from the gym. So I'll give it back.
I was very humbled.
No, it was so cool. Like so much of my family, they were so supportive. Like they were like, I want to share this. And, yeah. And I was like, I don't know how. No, but it was super exciting. Like I'm pretty sure I said this in a post. If you would have asked me a year ago where I thought we'd be in a magazine, was not on that list. Mm-hmm. In any type of like literature at all. But this is the coolest thing. So one, thanks for everyone that's like back,
and they were just as supportive. A lot of like I felt like the comments we've gotten and or messages, like there was a couple that were very specific, like, oh my God, people are starting to like, who maybe have heard us early on, mm-hmm. caught us early. Which, by the way, I have to give a shout out to the state of Virginia. We are huge in Virginia.
Are we?
Is Virginia like a huge cheerleading?
There are a couple of gyms, but yeah.
I mean, they're like, they download us.
Oh, really?
Like, they're like the first ones to download us. It's very interesting. I know we have two of our cheer winners from last year. I can't refer to them calendar winners because they're not, they didn't get calendars. I'm sorry. They're lovely. But I'm going to call them the OGs, like the originals. The
OGs, yeah.
And I promised them that every year that we do a shirt, I would get them a shirt to make up for the lack of a calendar. So I always felt guilty about that. But I think two of them come from a team up there. So maybe that's where the downloads come. I don't know. But we and England, the UK is like starting. It's been Australia. They've been number, you know, one international country pretty consistently. Mm-hmm. But the UK is coming for them.
Peep, peep. Cheerio.
So, it's exciting. So, I'm just great. I'm super great. It's not even just exciting. I was thinking about this because when we started the podcast, that wasn't our initial thing. We were always about the emojis first, really.
Oh, yeah.
And the podcast kind of came as an idea born from that. But so I had stopped the podcast I had been doing for 3 years, started doing this one. And I remember this very specifically because I had said to you, that this wasn't my dream. And you like pause and you're like, well, I don't want you not to follow your dream. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mean that the I didn't mean cheer bomb or I meant that when I had envisioned my dream podcasting career, cheerleading hadn't been the, you know, like, yeah. I mean, I was barely getting to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm good to have a cheerleading podcast. But the success of this podcast has made my career in podcasting so much easier because now everything I've learned, everything we did to have the success we've had, I'm able to duplicate at a much faster pace now. So, you know, I started, I'm in pre-production for another podcast, nothing to do with cheerleading. I'm not actually on it, but I'm producing it, and it's a parenting podcast with someone that I work with here in town, and I'm super excited about that. And then I'm going back to my old podcast, which has changed. When I first started it, it was called Shit You Can't Make Up, which was just me processing my divorce and, you know, just trying to get to, I don't know what I was doing, but it's evolved into my personal practices, my gratitude.
Which, if you haven't, moms, if you haven't or listen to any of those Shit You Can't Make Up, please do it, because like even like the first episode, like, it got me.
Really? Oh, I didn't know you would listen to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I started listening to it when I think I was like leaving. I was like cleaning up my apartment.
I did not know that. And
I started laughing so hard. there were some like really like funny moments. And then there are some like, it's all deep.
Is it?
It's all deep.
Okay,
no, but it's good. No, it's good. Please.
Oh, thank you.
Hit it up.
I walked away from it to start Cheer Bomb.
Yeah.
And I also walked away from it because at the end of the podcast, I'd done about 60 of them. And at the end, everything was always kind of coming up spiritual. And and I wasn't ready for that. So long story short, and I've started recording with someone in relation to, you know, gratitude and a much more like a spiritual podcast, which I, again, you know, when you surrender to God's plans, you are constantly shocked by what he can come up for you. And, but I couldn't do any of that without the success of Cheer Bomb, because now with the numbers we have in Cheer Bomb, I have an authority that I didn't have with Shit You Can't Make Up. So thank you. Thank you, Marcus, because you're helping me live my dream. Because if I could do this my whole life, I would be happy.
No, that would be awesome.
Listen to me talk. So I'm just grateful. I'm super, super grateful. And I'm grateful for our friendship, which is the theme of this podcast.
Yes, I'm thankful for
ours. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I remember watching you through the Shark Tank, you know, not really like we didn't really, it wasn't like I saw you often. It was like, hey, you know, my like very casual, but I always just felt there were moments when you would light up, you would be dancing. I don't know, maybe choreographing.
I'm always doing something around the
but
gym.
You just had that thing, that shine. And I was just like, I want to be friends with him. So I'm just proud of you because this is outside and you're doing such a great job. You
Stop
really
it.
Are. I mean, look, you're the one getting the gets. You're the one getting the host, the guest. I mean, and you're just putting it all together.
Well, I'm trying really hard. So I'm so excited that you see. You see my effort.
Oh, completely. I want us to be successful just so that you could do this.
No, this is awesome. This is so much fun. I have so much fun with it. So first, stop it. Thank you for even like coming up with this plan, because I couldn't have done this on my own at all. So no, you're the best.
Oh, thank you.
Shucks.
Oh, hugs. But that leads us to a perfect, you know, our theme. You know, and not that we kind of have themes for our podcast, but we try to have a concept to circle around. And, you know, we have one of your, am I describing this correctly? One of your oldest cheerleading friends, would you describe her that way? I mean,
she was my athlete.
Okay.
And, but like through the years, we have, we've grown to become to come like really close.
Because she, like, I remember you. She was one of the, wasn't she one of the ones that texted you when she had first heard the podcast?
Yes.
And was so proud of you.
Oh, like, yes.
So she's coming on, and but I thought it would be a great way to talk about cheerleading and friendships.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we had Ryan and Kenley, you know, yes, just a couple weeks ago. And but,
I've gained some of my like best friends.
I mean,
in a cheerleading gym.
You've met them through cheering with them,
yes,
right? You've met them through being coached by them. Because I felt, yes, like, and we haven't thanked him from last
Jamian.
Week. Jamian, he coached you, and yes, I felt like you two are friends. No,
and like, I remember, so he coached in Raleigh, which is about 2 hours away from Wilmington. And I remember going up to a practice and then, like, just going over to his house and just, like, just hanging out and just, like, there was a, and just, like, being friends. Yeah. And I think we were good with having that, like, coach-athlete relationship in the gym and then still having, like, a professional, mm-hmm, but, like, a friendship outside.
I'm not listening, but I bet you.
No, you're right. having, like, a professional friendship outside of the gym. And he was always someone that I admired, I looked up to, and that I thought he was the coolest person ever. If there were like a small world camps, yeah, I would totally apply for it. Aww. And like, I don't know, he
you're a fan.
Absolutely. But from the beginning.
But you've also, his energy was just amazing. His, but your friends, I know from here, from your gym that now you coach at, mm-hmm, you have friends. You were in David's wedding, right?
Yes.
I mean.
Yes. And then
Mikey. You and Mikey got matching tattoos, right?
yeah, we got tattoos at the same time. Oh. He had a shark fin. I got an infinity sign.
Okay. All right.
And then Allison got Billy. I've known Billy since I was like 11.
Okay.
So. I am not 11 anymore. So almost 20 years of friendship. Me and Darnell's best friends growing up, Megan and Rachel. Megan got married last year. And
I've seen the pictures, I think.
And Rachel's getting married this year.
Aww.
And yeah, we're all invited. And it's, and that is literally almost 20 years of friendship.
Because those are the ties that bind people.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, sometimes it was easy, especially when we used to do the Dear Marcuses and Marisols. And we get a trickle in. We don't really get that many now, but it's easy to be like, oh, cheerleaders are always fighting with each other, being mean to each other, because
yeah,
I read. But, you know, you could also look at it differently and look at the perspective of these friendships, these teams that have been together, that had that experience, whatever, mm-hmm, that experience is. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean winning worlds or winning. I know, you know, my kid was on a team that hit zero at D2 Summit. And I can't tell you what place they landed, but it was a moment that will no one will forget. We were all crying.
I was bawling. I don't even think I watched the after they hit the end of the pyramid. I couldn't tell you what. I don't know the dance.
It was just a moment. It's a moment that will always, regardless of however every girl on that team ends up, you, mm-hmm, know, I know the moms and I have a bond from that team.
Yeah.
So bonds can come and be built, you know, anywhere. And I think in cheerleading, they can definitely be built. Instead of maybe just always focusing on the crazy and the, you know, the mean and the drama, really focus your energy and cherish those, you know, that you have these experiences,
yes,
with, you know, and, you know,
and the people that you share these experiences with,
yeah,
like, there is no one else in the world that, like, that knows what's going on except for, like, those people, yeah, like, on the floor. So, like, take that in. I know.
And
like,
the coaches.
My best friends. My best friends.
Yeah, your relationship with your coaches. You know, sometimes it's really easy to have an acrimonious relationship, but, you know, if you're lucky to be at one gym for your whole career, or if you're lucky to be at multiple gyms and have multiple coaches in your life, you know, the ones that resonate with you, that you have a connection with, you know, with social media, that's a good thing about social media.
Absolutely.
Cherish those relationships. Focus on the good ones. Feed that. You know, it's like friendships are like gardening, you know. Water them, soil them, make mm-hmm. sure that you know, attend to them, give attention to them, and be grateful.
Absolutely.
For the ones you have.
So. That was good.
Was it?
That was good.
Aww, you want to leave?
Was that just off the top of your head?
Just off the top of my head. But no, when I listened to you guys on this interview, I felt like there was a true friendship there. You know?
Oh no, okay, so. We're about to go into this week's interview, which is one of my little babies, Michaela KK Jenkins, who cheered with me at Cheer Infinity and is now a collegiate cheerleader and working on her career. And I could not be more proud. We texted after we hung up and we were just like, I'm proud of you. No, I'm proud of you. No, I'm really proud of you. No, no, you're the best. So,
here she is.
Here's my KK. Okay. So, our next guest is, really special to me. I'm gonna give you just a little backstory about my cheerleading gym. My cheerleading gym started as Wilmington All-Stars back in the 90s when the owner of the gym got married. They decided to change the name and make a whole new...
That was when Billy was on our podcast. Yes. He talked about it, yeah.
Yes, and they created Cheer Infinity All-Stars. Michaela is super special. She is... the only athlete to go from Wilmington All-Stars and cheer with Cheer Infinity up through her senior year. So she is like the only like original.
She's the OG.
She is literally.
Did I say that right?
OG.
Did I use that term
yes,
right?
Yes. So I'm really excited. We have Michaela Jenkins, one of my favorites. Hey girl.
Hey.
And we also got a little snippet of her in Seth's interview because Seth's girlfriend cheers with Michaela.
That's who, okay. At ECU. And let me make one clarification.
Yes.
Did you cheer with her or were you her coach? That wasn't clear to me. You.
I coached.
Oh. I get to ask her questions too.
All right. So.
Welcome.
Hey, Michaela.
Hey.
How's it going? How you doing, girl?
It's good. Just got a lot going on with school and cheer right now. But other than that, it's going pretty good.
And so you cheer at ECU?
Did I get that right? I'm on the ECU club cheerleading team.
Awesome. So one of the things about the podcast that Marcus and I try to strive for is it not to just be about, you know, whoever's in right now as a cheer celebrity.
Yes.
Like, we love those people. They definitely...
Yes.
But we want to give, like, the whole... Like, we just want to talk to everyone. Everyone Absolutely. Has a story to tell. Everyone has something to share. And he was really excited about having you on, and I'm really excited about having you on because I want to know what that period after All-Stars mm-hmm. to college is like we've kind of hinted about it with some of our guests, but we really haven't had like a what's that like what
yeah.
But let's start with the beginning. When did you start cheering? How long were you in All-Stars? How did you get to where you are now?
Okay, so I actually started at the youngest age you can start, at 3 years old. I began my journey at Greensboro All-Stars in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I cheered there from the time I was 3 until the time I turned 9. And then I moved to Wilmington. I actually moved right outside of Wilmington in Hampstead. And the only cheer gym around was Wilmington All-Stars and Cheer Infinity. And so I went and we just kind of, I went in and I was really, really nervous and I didn't know anybody. And then I just started making connections, and there was actually another girl who happened to be brand new, and she also lived in Hampstead. And so we kind of went through that first part together, and then that was actually in the very in the old gym on 421, and then yeah, and then after that, I stayed with Cheer Infinity from the time I was 9 until I was 18, and I was on levels 2 through 5 from my time there. And then after I graduated, I decided that I, well, it was always a dream to cheer in college, for me, just because I had been doing it for so long that All-Stars wasn't really the end for me. I wanted to keep going. And so I decided to try out for the East Carolina University cheerleading team, the sideline team, and I made it. And then, I cheered there my freshman year, and then decided that I really, really missed competing. And so I wanted to be on the club team so that I could do a little bit more competition wise. And so sophomore year of my college, I made the club cheerleading team, and then I am now a senior. And so this is going to be my very last national competition in April.
Aww.
Don't say that.
So I have, I have a question, and it's a layman question for me. So what's the difference between a club cheer and like a cheerleader at a football? Is there a difference?
Like a sideline. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you tell, so, like, for the moms out there that don't know?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us?
For sure. So the sideline team, when I made it my freshman year, our sole job was to be crowd leaders. So we were always at football game, home football games, always at any new openings around town, any events that were held. Anything like that, we were there. Home basketball games, all of those kind of events, we were there. So that is pretty much varsity and sideline are very much more your basic cheerleader that you think of when you hear of cheerleading. And then on the club team, we solely compete. We don't cheer for any other of the other club sports teams. And we go into practice just like regular all-star cheerleaders do. We practice and we get a routine, and then we perform that routine so we can perfect that routine so we can perform it in our national competition in April.
That is so interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't even know that that was a thing that colleges did or had. So
yeah, and it depends on the university, because some universities, their sideline teams will also compete. But others, like UNC Chapel Hill has a club team, NC State has a club team, UNC Charlotte has a club team. A bunch of universities have a club team just so that way they are able to separate it, just because some universities really like to have that sole game day team.
And you might not know the answer to this, and that's totally fine. But is it considered a sport? Like, are you part of the title, whatever?
So, yes, Title IX. So as a sport, we are club sports. So we listen to all of the club sports rules. We do have a little bit different set of rules, and we have a different head person, but of course we still have to follow all of those rules, and we go to our club, the head of club sports for anything that we need. So yes, we are considered a club sport at East Carolina University.
Okay. And again, if you don't have the answer to this or don't feel comfortable, we can edit it out. But as a mom, I'm thinking to myself, do they give scholarships for that? Like clubs or no?
They really don't give scholarships for cheerleading much more at all. So they definitely don't give it for club sports, unfortunately.
That is, and can I go off on a little bit of a tangent on that right now? How is that not, like, I went to Florida State. I'm literally wearing a Florida State sweatshirt right now.
And Go Noles.
And
go Noles.
And so I was around a lot of football players and basketball, like the and it was in the 90s, so when they were, like, at the best, you know?
Yeah.
And, cheerleaders back then were like, the goddesses to the gods of the football team. They, you know, and they got money. I mean, I think, I'm making that up. My assumption is that they got money. Like, they got some scholarship money.
Yeah. And a lot of times there are scholarships offered for males, just because a lot of there's not as many males as there is females in the cheerleading world. And so they are more likely to give a scholarship to a male than they are to a female.
That's like the Aaron Craven. Remember, Aaron Craven was on our podcast, and he made a comment about not in college, but in All-Stars,
not having
to pay. And we got
absolutely
there was like, what? How is but it's true. It's a demand.
It is true. Yeah. It is a demand. And so they're going to do whatever they need to do to get those boys cheering. So unfortunately, nowhere I applied offered a cheerleading scholarship.
Then we've got to change that. We've got to become so successful, Marcus, that we can have a college scholarship.
Yeah.
We're on the way. But I think we're doing pretty good.
I think this is valuable information because I know a lot of travel sports are a lot of parents, and this is universal, not to just cheerleading, but like in volleyball and soccer and all that. There's this like weird assumption that we're all doing this for our kids to get a scholarship in college.
Yeah.
And it's not true. Like, it's not necessary. It's not real. Like, you're putting on this money because your kid loves it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But the chances that they're going to get money because of it.
Is not very great.
We can try, yeah, but.
And I never feel comfortable saying that to people. Like, I've heard it from parents and I want to be like, now you've said it for me, so thank you.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
KK, if you cheer like for the school, are you allowed to be on like the club cheer team also?
No, so we are completely separate programs. If you are on the varsity sideline team, then you are on the varsity sideline team. And now they are actually competing, but they are co-ed, and our club team is all girl. So we actually get to go together to Daytona now. We're all competing. Our dance team, our varsity team, and our club team all compete at Daytona now.
I remember going to Daytona a couple years ago, Daytona NCAA College Nationals. First off, such a good time. I met some awesome people, cheerleaders from NC State, from Louisville, and it it was so cool. I got to meet some amazing people. But
so I have a you come back to it.
Yeah, I will.
I have a question. So I love the fact that you stuck with cheer and found you know, a way to continue your career. Mm-hmm. So, and I know there's so many girls out there who are going to relate to this. What are, like, if you were to, you know, webinars are very popular right now. If you were to do a webinar for the, graduating, or let's say junior in high school mm-hmm. cheerleader who's looking to colleges in the future, and has decided they're going to go to the college track, because I think a lot of cheerleaders don't, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just want to make mm-hmm. that very clear. Mm-hmm. What would be your like 3-5 things that you would wish you had known if you were going through it again? What could you tell yourself in 11th or 12th grade? Like, this is what I would do, or this is
like
I wish
for
I had known
trying
this.
Out.
And anything, the whole experience, even making...
Or for just going to college in general.
For trying out to stay within the cheerleading world.
Well, since I had cheered so long, I didn't even, like, think about not cheering. But I would definitely have told myself to keep my options open, because I feel like I kind of narrowed myself down to pretty much NC State or ECU. And so I really wish I would have broadened my horizons and gone to like applied to other schools and tried out for their team as well, just to get that experience. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I would do. I would just encourage is just to broaden your horizons. And then another one I would say is go to prep clinics. A lot of the colleges offer prep clinics for tryouts, and so I greatly recommend that. I went to at least 5 or 6 of NC State's, and they were just amazing. And you can start well before your junior year of college, but once you hit junior year, it's really, really helpful to start making those connections if you're really wanting to cheer somewhere.
Yeah, there's a girl at my gym that has been going to those state clinics since she was like a freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, she's pretty much like really like grown with a lot of those like mm-hmm. those co-ed stunners, like from their freshman year and her freshman year in high school.
Awesome.
So that's really cool. I'm sorry, KK, keep going.
No, you're good. So prep clinics are really, really important, I feel like.
Okay.
And then the last thing I think I would say, just like for the tryout process, is just be yourself, because I feel like a lot of times with college cheerleaders and people coming in, they just want to be just like the college cheerleaders that are currently on the team. And I just think that us as cheerleaders need to maintain our own personalities. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's just really, really important to make sure that you're not changing yourself to be like them because you're your own person, you know?
That's like wonderful life advice.
Absolutely. That's not just cheerleading.
Be yourself. Yeah. Everyone is so unique. Like mm-hmm. we're all literally our fingerprints are all unique. We're all so unique. Mm-hmm. Be yourself. You don't need to emulate anyone else but yourself. So let me ask you this. So leaving All-Stars, going to club cheer, are you a fan of cheerleading in the sense that do you watch majors? Do you keep up with like what's going on in the social media, like a world of All-Stars, like how the teams are doing mm-hmm. now?
So once I graduated from All-Stars, I kind of stepped out of the All-Star world, other than Cheer Infinity. I mean, I kept up with everyone there because they were all my babies and they're all growing up and moving to junior teams and getting new skills and competing and winning and, you know, that kind of stuff. I kept up with them. But of course I always had my favorite teams when I was in All-Stars. So,
and who were they?
still to this day, I follow Smoet on Instagram and watch all of their vlogs that they have on like, I'm obsessed with them still. Mm-hmm. Even when they lost, even when they did terrible, I was like, go Smoet, I believe in you. So, Smoet has always been my favorite just forever and ever. And so has F5.
F5.
Yeah, I have just loved them. As I remember watching them compete at Cheer Sport, like when I was probably 12 years old, and I was like, can I be you? Like, please. I want to be you. And we actually went to battle at the Capitol 1 year at Cheer Infinity, and I met two of the Flyers that I was like obsessed with. And I've loved F5 forever. So those are pretty much the only two teams I still follow to this day. Just because I love some comebacks. And so just watching those teams come back and be stronger than ever and that kind of stuff, I love watching them.
I keep, every podcast we do, I keep thinking someone has to do this documentary. Like, I want like a documentary of behind the scenes in cheerleading from the inception. I love documentaries. I love history. Yeah. So I just want to know, like, I want to know the dynasties. Like, I need a 30 for 30 for cheerleading. You know what the 30 is?
No.
It's,
no. You it's have like, a, yes. You, no.
You have a sports podcaster. You know what 30 for 30 is. 30 for 30 is a documentary series on ESPN, which is, ironically, even though I've always felt uncomfortable having a sports podcast, I loved, even before I ever did this podcast years ago, I was obsessed with 30. I love sport dynasties and stories. Like, I don't watch any of the sports, but I can talk to, you know, in basketball. And so I was thinking about that recently. I'm like, oh, I could have a sports podcast because I have things to say. So
here we go.
Yeah, we need a 30 for 30 on cheerleading. Because, like, when she's talking, I want to know what she's like. There seems to be like times where people were like dynasties, like who, you know, had their
Oh, yeah. Everybody had their time to shine.
I want to know it all. I want to relive it. I'm trying to, I don't have a favorite team. I'm kind of open for business. So, and I feel like I can't do Tier Extreme because Marcus is has well represented them. So I'm open for business. So I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to, who I'm going to line my wall up with. Probably no one.
No. And you know what? I've done this like a couple times. Just like going on YouTube and watching like the progressions of like each year, like with F5, like going from like the very very first Worlds in like 2004 or 2005, and then all the way up until now. Like, I've spent some time on YouTube, and like, they have like the same style, kind of like they're so sassy for like, there's something about them. They're just so sassy. Their music is so like in your face.
And where are they from? Where?
Maryland Twisters.
Yes. Okay. Oh,
in Maryland.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought Maryland for sassy.
Okay. And you know what? When
funny
saying that out loud. Makes like, no, you don't think of anything sassy coming from Maryland, but these girls are bad and they're having a great season. Awesome. So I'm for it.
So as a fan, so tell us, like, what is, so you stepped away from All Stars and you, but you still keep up with your team. So does that mean, I'm just really curious on cheer fans, because I feel like the reason maybe we're getting an audience is because there's cheer fans that just want to hear and listen about cheer, but they all kind of consume it differently. Like you said, cheer, YouTube, a lot of people go through YouTube and stuff like that. How do you, as a, like, give me the fan perspective of someone who's been in All Stars and now is a cheer, is
a spectator,
what, how do you consume it? Like, you just...
Well, cheer updates is life.
Yeah. I'm trying to get cheer updates on, too.
If you can get them on this podcast, that would be amazing. But they are the only way I'm able to keep up with anything. Literally, I follow them on every social media so that I can keep up.
Do you know who cheer updates, Marcel?
Is it Twitter?
They have everything.
Twitter, Instagram...
Yeah, and
hey, Kennedy the intern, can you get us cheer updates, please? She has a bigger following than we do.
But they'll tweet and post
everything,
like,
that happens.
Each team's ranking, ranking
each
also
team's deduction
and like how they did, like, in like this performance. And
how do they get the stats?
They're there.
Because that's one thing that's a question I have for the person we're interviewing afterwards, is like, these things aren't electronic yet. So how do,
they watch it. They watch it and they
score it themselves.
Everything. Not really score, but they tell us like their stat, like
one stat ball,
but like
one
how they.
Oh, ball. Okay. I see. Ooh, yeah. Let's get them on. That would be awesome.
They are so awesome.
No, cheer updates one and two.
Yeah, one and two. And so I've definitely kept up that way. But like, obviously for Cheer Infinity and stuff like that, I just text Mike and Marcus all the time. So how'd it go? Did they do terrible? Did they do good?
I need something.
Are you are you proud of Marcus?
I am so proud of Marcus.
Oh, shucks.
Marcus is my favorite person.
Aw. I'm proud of him. I'm so proud. Because I was saying to him on an earlier podcast, I was like, because it's weird. Of all the people I could have picked to do this, not pick, that sounds obnoxious. All the people that it could have happened to be with, he was the right one. Like, there's no doubt. Like, it wasn't a conscious decision. It was someone else was controlling it besides me. But, like, I know we're on the right track when I see how excited he is. Like,
And it's funny because Marcus was never like that. I mean, he was outspoken to people he knew, but like when he would get in front of a crowd, like at banquets and stuff, I thought he got so nervous. He would just get so flustered.
I hate talking in front of groups of people.
It's just so funny because now he's like, he doesn't realize it, but he's talking in front of people every time he puts out a podcast.
The 20,000
like
people
to the world.
And, yeah, we have
and
like
that's
a
terrifying. That is so weird to me.
We have a funny huge did you see the thing with TJ? Did you see that Instagram comment he made about Australia? Because we had a huge jump in Australia listeners too.
No, I didn't.
So they're second. Hello, Australia. We love you. We're working on a Cheer Bomb Australia thing to make this year round, but not this year. But he posted something on Instagram. I said, he was tired, and I said something like, still looking gorgeous. And then he's like, I promoted Cheer Bomb in Australia.
Aww.
And it was just funny.
I
don't
love
know
TJ.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, but I'm super proud of super proud of Marcus, because I think he's doing a great job, and it's great to have people from his past come on and sharing his joy. So
it is awesome.
Well, thanks, guys. Are you ready for
some rapid fire?
Yes, let's get into some rapid fire. All right, KK, I just want to hear your favorites and the first thing that pops in your head.
Okay.
Okay, we'll start with some easy stuff. I kind of killed Jamie in with that one. I didn't mean to. Okay, so ready. And what's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Same. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
A. favorite routine?
Oh, probably Lady Legends, my very last year.
You know what? Okay. I'm going to have to find a video. I know you have a video and I need you to send it to me.
Okay.
And this is why it is called Marcus's Rapid Fire, because they are not rapid fire at all. What's the hardest tumbling pass that you've ever learned?
It would be a round of handspring full.
Just that was the hardest thing.
Straight full, because my head is a problem. So mental blocks were the worst.
You are also a flyer. Do you have a favorite stunt that you've done in the air? Like favorite stunt that you've ever worked on?
My favorite stunt. I mean baskets are my favorite, so I love kick double baskets. They're literally my favorite, and I still do them to this day. So I would probably say that's my favorite.
And what are you grateful for, KK?
What am I grateful for? Oh my goodness. I'm grateful for a lot of things, but I am just grateful that, for cheerleading, I'm just grateful that I grew up in such an amazing program in Wilmington, and the fact that they were able to guide me and teach me as I grew up through all those different stages of life, and that they were able to help me go into college and do college cheerleading, and especially my parents helping guide me and teach me the right things and teach me to be a leader. And I'm just grateful for everyone that's helped me get to this point where I am. And I'm grateful for everything that I am blessed with right now. Being able to go to college full time and have a job and volunteer work and trying to apply for internships. And I'm just blessed to be where I am.
Amen.
Amen. Well, KK, thank you.
That was awesome.
Can you say your name so that
Michaela. Dang it. You see, I told you, I apologize.
She's going to have to come up with a fake Instagram. KK.
KK.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michaela. That sounds so
weird when you say it.
Michaela. Well, thank you. Love you so much.
Love you too. Thanks for letting me come on.
Absolutely.
And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Woo-woo.
Reason number 355 that I love our podcast.
Yes.
I learn something almost every week.
Yes.
I honest to God did not know that colleges had cheer. What is it called? Cheer
club.
Club. I didn't know. Because when I went to school, many years ago, I remember the cheerleaders that, cheered for the football and the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
You call them now line?
The sideline cheerleaders.
Sideline cheer. I think they were just known as cheerleaders.
Or game day.
In my day, they were just cheerleaders. We had dancers, different kind of dancers at the school. But I don't, maybe there were, but back in 1992 to 96, I do not remember knowing of any competitive cheerleading. So I was very happy to hear about that, because these girls who can physically continue to do it can continue to do something love. I did not know that they can be. It was
What?
She has a cheerleading podcast. She didn't know.
And I never even thought about it. I've known there were some schools that had a club cheer program. Mm-hmm. I know North Carolina State, they have a club cheer, I'm pretty sure they still do.
You mean NC State? North Carolina? NC State?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
you said it right. I just heard it wrong. Sorry.
No, it sounded wrong coming out.
Because it's NC State. You said North Carolina. Because usually North Carolina, I think of UNC.
UNC, yeah.
God, Lord knows you don't want to mix those two up.
We're international now.
I know.
So I have to say,
you have to be accurate. Yes. Yeah. Australia's like, what?
NC State's club cheer, they were good. I remember like cheering up there, cheering in Raleigh, and they would, Kelly Smith coached State All Girl at the time, which is the club cheer, and like we would stay after like our practice and like watch them, and they were good.
I thought the whole conversation was interesting to me to learn about club cheer, because I think that's going to be really interesting. I can't believe I'm the only person, parent out there, didn't know about it, but maybe I am. But I, you know, there you go. When looking at colleges and you have a cheerleader who maybe might not do sideline cheer, mm-hmm. AKA old school cheer as we know it, as I know it. But they still want to, you might want to look at club cheers.
Absolutely.
In relation to college, because I think if your child has found something that they love and they still want to continue doing, it should be a variable in,
absolutely.
In your choices. But, you know, and this isn't a dig on cheerleading. This is a dig on travel sports in general, mm-hmm. and parents who don't do research. I remember this from when my son did baseball. And again, I grew up in Florida, so maybe because sports was so huge in Florida, I was aware of this. Mm-hmm. But I remember, I'm going to use baseball specifically. So many kids in Little League, their parents thought that doing travel was, they didn't do it so much for the love of the sport.
But, so more people could see.
Well, it was a very structured plan for that child to use this to get college money.
Absolutely.
Which works for many talented people. Great. But the numbers aren't, you know, you're not, everyone's going to get a football scholarship. Yeah. Not everyone's going to go to D1 baseball. Like, it's, there's statistics that you should be aware of, mm-hmm. you know, for things like that. But in cheerleading, I think I've heard people say like, oh, we're doing this. We've, you know, committed so much time and money into cheerleading because we want them to get a scholarship. And to, you might want to look at that.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think that's a thing. I don't know that it is for the kind of cheerleading that we do. Not me personally, yeah. But, you know, our audience.
And I'm not really like a fan of like high school cheerleading or like school cheerleading, except for college, school cheerleading really. But I think that's where it is, but it's still like, even so, I don't think that they would, I don't think that they're giving like still giving that many,
yeah,
like cheerleading scholarships.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's worth a conversation.
Absolutely.
You know? But definitely, you know, thinking if you've invested this much in cheerleading and you think it's something you're going to take into your college experience or your college career, just do some research. And hopefully we can have more guests on that can tell us. I'd love to have... I won't say her name out loud and put any stress on her. But anyone who just went to college this year, who was a cheerleader, competitive cheerleader, just to see what it's like. What's that? You know,
the difference between,
what's the difference?
Heck
like,
yeah.
What it looks like. So I did want to circle back, because you know, I feel like now we're part of the cheerleading community.
Yes,
and our cheerleading community had a loss.
Yes, we did. And I don't know the full on like logistics of everything, but was it this weekend or last weekend?
Really, I saw the videos of their team competing. There, I want to say it was this weekend, but
I could be wrong, but Cheer Force from California lost one.
No,
of their...
it was last weekend. Everyone was wearing the green this
yes,
week.
Yes. Lost one of their team members, and I want to say it was a car accident. Kenrod James from...
Here's what I do know. I'm sorry I don't have the details because I didn't read it. But what I do know is his... Did you see when the day the team competed and there was like someone did... I saw it on Facebook. And then the team competed after his mm-hmm. death. That just was gut-wrenching. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just gut-wrenching. And it's very hard for me as a parent to hear a story like that because you immediately think about your kids and like, what would you do? Like, what would you be going through? So all I want to say is to his team, to his coaches, and especially to his family, my dearest condolences.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine. But based on what I did see on social media, based on the love in the pictures, I just feel, I'm so, you know, happy to be part of a community that reaches out like that.
Absolutely.
And sends love and good thoughts like that. Because that's, I can't imagine.
That's heartbreaking. But his team was strong and they did that routine for him, though. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful routine. So props to that team, yeah. To those coaches, to those athletes. That is wild.
Yeah. And I do, now I remember because I do remember seeing it was black and green, I think, kids team colors and different gyms across the country.
Oh, yeah.
Designated a practice wear in, mm-hmm. Green and black to kind of, you know, honor him. And it was just very touching and sad.
And I'm looking at his like Instagram now and he just seems like the most... Like the nicest person ever.
Yeah. So, big smile.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Look at that picture. He has a beautiful smile.
Oh, yeah.
How old was he?
He was on an international team. So I feel like he was like a little older mm-hmm. than like a normal all-star, all-star age. But
if anyone knows anyone from that team, please send them our love.
Absolutely.
And condolences. So, we got NCAA coming up.
Yes, we do. And cheer sport is coming.
And cheer sport coming up. I have some questions.
Yes.
Are the teams, the big teams, I don't know what distinction we give them, world's teams, whatever, you know, the teams that I'm going to pay money to watch.
Like the level fives?
The level fives. Like
the big gyms?
Or just the big gyms. Are they all big? I don't know.
You know, you're right. Not all of those like worlds bound and like D1, even D1 summit bound teams are large gyms. There are D2 size gyms that just opt out of it and they want to get wild with the big dogs and like, heck yes, because
yeah,
absolutely.
So my question is, are they, because it used, I feel like they used to get a uniform, like one uniform, and then maybe I'd see a new uniform like for Worlds or something, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never really studied a trend or anything,
yeah.
But I feel like everyone's popping with new uniforms.
No, absolutely.
Every major thing.
No, it is.
Okay. It's not just me.
No. Oh. But like,
okay. Cause I thought
I want to know what that visa bill looks like.
That's what I'm thinking about. Like maybe these are the people getting into $40,000 worth of debt because, you know, I can't speak for my kid and my kid's not part of the podcast, but I can speak as a parent who has a child who that's her dream is to go to war. Like she wants, she said something the other day. It was like so cute to me. It was like, she's like, she doesn't care. She's a flyer, a base, a, you know, running around giving water. She wants to be at a world's gym. I mean, a world's stage. And so when I see these things with these teams who I kind of recognize now and they're world's gym and I'm seeing them bust out new uniforms, like I'm like, knowing how much a freaking uniform costs now, I'm trying, and even just like, I'm starting to notice who does air travel, where they go. And I'm like, mm-hmm. cha-ching, cha-ching.
Well, you're the fundraiser guru, so.
I don't know if that's fundraisable.
I thought about that too. And
okay, good. So I wasn't the only one.
No. But sometimes I feel like the coaches, the like these are all on like the coaches or the gym owners, because I want to say that Kelly Helton, Kelly Smith, like surprised SSX with uniforms like at Worlds last year.
Well, and that's sweet. And I remember seeing one team, I think it was Senior Lee last year, getting new ones right before Worlds or something. But I feel like this season, and again, I could be wrong, but I just feel like I see them popping up. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if I see a couple teams with new ones for cheer sport or NCAA. Like, I just feel like all these major competitions, people are just bringing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the production.
No, absolutely. They're bringing their own lights. Their own music guy.
excuse me. So, I just thought that was interesting. I'm just throwing that out there as a little, like, oh, don't do this to us, please. It's already expensive. But yeah, when I saw that, I was just like, whoa, I don't know how that's all happening.
But however, I cannot wait to see them.
No,
because there is nothing that I get more excited than like expecting a black and gold uniform, and someone runs out in like all white, and I am like I literally stand up.
Oh,
I need a camera on me because I feel like I'm like my own comedy show sitcom, like watching cheerleading.
Well, we'll be watching. We have our paid.
Yeah. Yes. Varsity TV.
We are legit. We'll be watching one at a time.
I'll take this scene. You take the next one. You have to get on time limits.
That's how funny. That's funny. Well, if you don't have a new shirt or new uniform for competitions, you can still own an original Cheer Bomb shirt. We threw them up on the website. We're not giving those away anymore. Those are the last order, the last run of the original Cheer Bomb shirt. We used those. We gave those away to every one of our first season guests. Mm-hmm. Gave them away. Several people.
Challenge winners.
Or we gave away.
If you liked a picture, then you probably got a shirt. A lot of people got a shirt.
But if you are a new fan and you weren't able to win a Cheer Bomb shirt and you'd like to have a collection of them before we order our season 2 shirts and send those to our season 2 guest and start the giveaway for those, you can buy one on our website. They're limited quantities,
not quality.
No, it's good quality. Just go on our website and go in the shop. And if you, you know, have a little extra cash in your pocket and want to run over to our little Amazon store, yeah. You're more than welcome to do. I don't have any product of the week because I want us to promote our shirt.
Our shirts are the product, of every week.
I'm excited because I want to sell them and finish those up because I want to order the new shirts.
I know, and I'm so excited to be working on them.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what you come up with. All right. I feel like we covered everything.
I did.
Right?
Okay. Thank you, Sean, the producer guy.
Thank you, Sean, the producer guy. He's traveling.
Kennedy.
I have to take a moment. Sean had his 50th birthday. So
50?
Yeah. Have you seen him on Facebook? Yeah. He doesn't look.
I'm not friends with him. I'm sending you a friend request.
He's turned 50. He has an anniversary. His son is like on the
I got that email that said happy anniversary or something like that.
Dean's list on, hey, Sean, Marcus listened to Shit You Can't Make Up. So that's funny. All right.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Thank you, Kennedy. And I hope everyone has a fabulous week and we will see you next week.
Safe travels.
Bye.
Hey there. This is Sean, the producer guy. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And while Marcus and Marisol cheer you on, please cheer them on by checking out the Cheer Bomb podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Or better yet, share this podcast. Have a great week.
Cheer Bomb. We are strong.
We are powerful. We are cheerleaders.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.